Welcome, everybody. Share number 1290. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doyz Ben Ravar and Tzisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refuah Shalema Peril Bas Reza Blima. And the Refuah Shalema Merim Rezel Bas Dina. Getting back to our Malacha of Zoreh Winnowing. Okay, so I want to talk about an interesting thing. In Zoreh, the concept of using aerosol spray. Number one, the concept of throwing water into the air and it separates through the wind, and also somebody spits into the wind and the wind comes and separates it. Okay, these various different questions is actually at the end of Simon Shin Yud test is Ramos. But I just want to quote from the Mishnah Berurah Oiz V'Hodor, how he brings it down so beautiful in the Hagdoma to that Ramah. So he says like this. He says, Lamaisa, like we know, Zoreh is our winnowing, our malacha is one of the 39 malachas, right? And he explains what it is, like we know, throwing up into the air the chaff and the grain and so on. But then he says, like that which we spoke about, that the Gemara is, Gemara Hikshu, Hainu Zoreh, Hainu Bar, Hainu Marakit. It's really all three is one. You have Zoreh, which is winnowing, you have Bar, which is plain separation, and you have Marakit, which is sifting. And we know that they're three malachas. So, but it's a kasha. But they're really one. It's really all. It's all the same one. It's all to get rid of the bad and keep the good. So he brings down the Gemara over there, v'tirus v'abaya v'rava, that kol milsa d'havei b'mishkan, anything that was in the mishkan, any action, afal gav de'ika d'domi lei choshev lei. Even though it was very similar, any action that was done in the mishkan, even though it was a very similar thing, is choshev lei. In other words, it has its own malacha, right? So that's why we have the three. Mevor shegeder malacha zoira hu ke'in baro. So, but we understand that the malacha of Zoreh, winnowing, is very similar to Barer. Shebarer hu oichol mitoich psoilis, that in the fact that the malacha of Barer is the oichol, is separating oichol from psoilis. Okay, however it's done, even though you have the two, possibly two things which are both oichol, but we spoke about that in the malacha of Barer, how that works and so on. But the bottom line is, it's oichol from psoilis, you're separating the good from the bad. That's the bottom line. Oisa al dei haruach, when you do it through the wind, is chashuva kemalachas bifnei atzma. Then it has its own status, which is Zoreh, which is winnowing. Separating the good from the bad through the wind is Zoreh. Okay. But now the question is, which he brings down, which is we're going to see, the Ramah actually brings it down, halach lamaisa, avo b'Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi it says, Isa Rakak, he says, v'africhosai, haruach, ischai, mishum zarev. Somebody like spits into the wind, and it separates through the wind, is mamish, the person will be chayiv for Zoreh. So the question is now, where's the good, where's the bad, right? If somebody spits into the air and it separates through the wind, where's the good, where's the, what are we separating over here? What is the wind separating whereby the Yerushalmi is brought down that is, person will be chayiv, mamish chayiv, it's not a derabbanan, person will be chayiv for Zoreh winnowing. So he brings down further, as the Mishnah Berurah is v'hadar, again, it's in Simon Shin Yud Tes, all the way at the end in his Agdama to this Ramah, and he says, "Mevorshem Malach de Zoreh Einay Dafke B'Taruvois." So we see from that the malacha of winnowing is Einay Dafke B'Taruvois Oichel B'Silas, is not only if somebody separates good from bad, right? Oichel from Silas, Ella Geder Hamalacha Hu Pizar V'Chiluk Shum Dover Ali De Haruach. But we see from this Yerushalmi that anything that's separated, it's not a question of good or bad, it's anything that's separated through the wind would fall under this malacha of Zoreh winnowing. A very interesting concept. And Vihar Ramah, and so you'll say, okay, fine, so it's a Rishalmi, we don't pass on like that, whatever, but Ramah brings it down halacha l'maisav. Ramah kan pasaka devrei Rishalmi. And the Ramah, which is the Shulchan Aruch, right, in the Shulchan Aruch, it brings it down halacha l'maisav. Okay, so we're going to see there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger, which is brought down in the Bir Halacha, who argues on this whole concept, and we'll see what that's all about. Okay, so I have to admit, the Sefer, the Mishnah Berurah V'Hadar on the bottom, brings various different Achroinim, Egle Tal, Shvitz HaShabbos, others who want to, and one who have a teretz a different way. There are those who want to say this whole problem of the Yerushalmi is really a question of carrying, possibly. But then why does he say chayiv for zoyra for winnowing? And so, but the Eglei Talish for Shabbos learn it up a little bit of a different way. So a little bit lumdish away. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. What I do want to go through is halacha lemaisa, which is what we always want to get, and we want to get to the practical applications. The question is there a problem? Good. When the dust settles, bottom line, is there a problem? If there's no good and no bad, right? So if I throw the chaff and the grain and they're up into the air, whatever, and the wind separates, fine, I understand that's good and bad. Or if I have the shells, we spoke about last time, person has the nuts and the shells and I blow on it, right? Even if with one's mouth, so good, I understand, you have good and the bad, you're getting rid of the shells, albeit the thin shells and the nuts are left in one's hand. Or if you blow on it, even in a plate, in the table, whatever the case is, so that's all fine. Or in the wind, if a wind comes and I have nuts and shells and it blows away the shells and leaves me the nuts. All those are good and bad. Psilis Neichel. But is there actually a problem of one item, like throwing water into the air, right? If I throw water out my window, whatever the reason is, and the air separates it, is that a problem? We're not getting into the carrying part. If there's, we're talking about where one is, there's no issues of carrying, no problems of throwing it out the window, whatever the case is there a problem with that? Is there a problem with spraying aerosol spray into the air, right? There's liquid in a bottle and you spray it into the air and it separates into the air. Is that a problem? You know, so how do we work it? Where do we draw the line and what is this all about? So, just to start off the subject, the Mishnah Berurah says on the spot. So let's first read. So that's basically the Yerushalmi. We'll read the Ramah. The Ramah says again in the end of Shin Yates, the last line in the Ramah, basically right before Simin Shin Chaf, he says like this: Haroikek, and he's quoting the Yerushalmi. Haroikek beruach b'Shabbos for haruach mafaza haraik chay mishum zayra. Somebody spits into the end, the wind comes and separates it. It's person is chay for zayra winnowing. So the Mishnah Berurah on the spot, trying the Mishnah Berurah on the spot comes in Sif Katan Samach Zayin and says, Mefazer Reik, V'loi Reinu Misha Chay Shishlozah. We don't see anybody who, we don't see any Achreinim, Rishainim, Achreinim who is worried about that Yerushalmi, that it's Mamish, that it's a problem. Kevin, the Einim is Chavin Lakach, the person that's no Kavana, a person, whatever the reason was, he spit into the air, or not, we're not getting into the reason why, we're just going through the case right now to see the Halacha Lamaisa. Kevin, the Einim is Chavin Lakach, the person had no Kavana, he spit into the air, and that's it. This is not how a person does zera winnowing. This is not how you do winnowing. There's nothing to do with winnowing. So be it as it may, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Chedusha Rabbi Akiva Eger, which is the one who asked this question, and Taka Blibes that we're going to see the Berurah Halacha next time. We'll read it over, and where he goes through the various different yesodes of what this is all about. But according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not a major problem. We don't find who was choishish for this whole issue. And he brings down the next one, Sifkat and Samaches. He says, the problem with Zohar, what is Zohar? If Zohar is at four barachas, the ruach hu echa bilamtes ovois malachas. It's like we said, you're throwing psoilis, eichel into the air, and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, we'll see in the bir halacha, how we look at this and what this is all about and where we could go from here with practical applications. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.